Welcome to this Inner Child Meditation. My name is Gail Nowak, and today you will be reconnecting with your inner child. So find a quiet place with no distractions. You may wish to lie down. You may wish to take a bath. Or you may wish to sit or stand right where you are. Now close your eyes and take 5 deep breaths, breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth. Again, breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. And as you continue to breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth, start to relax your body. Relax your shoulders. Relax your arms, your fingers, your legs, your feet, your toes. And I want you to imagine a cord of light stretching down from your root, down from your legs, down from your feet, stretching all the way down into the core of the earth. And then imagine that light bouncing back up from the core of the earth, back into your feet, up your legs, through your core, and into your heart. Bring your awareness to that light in your heart. How does your heart feel? What does it look like? Perhaps you're experiencing that light in your heart as a particular shape or a texture or emotion, a color. Just note what you're experiencing right now. Tune in. Tune into your heart. Is it soft? Does it feel expansive? Is it open and receptive? Does it feel warm and light? Does it feel brittle? Prickly, walled off, contracted, cool, dark. Whatever sensations or emotions you're feeling right now in your heart, just allow them to be. If you're feeling scared, sad, frustrated, disappointed, overwhelmed, desperate, numb, allow those feelings to be. Whatever you're feeling is what you're feeling. There is no right, no wrong, no good, no bad. I want you to shift your awareness from your heart to the rest of your body. Whatever you're feeling, where else do you feel that in your body? Gently go to that feeling, that discomfort, that upset, that pain, and ask yourself, when was the first time I felt this sensation in my body as a child? You are safe to go back to your childhood memories. You may not totally understand what you experience. You may only feel the emotions of it. You may experience images or specific memories. Either way, just go with whatever comes up for you. What do you remember? What do you see? How do you feel? Where are you? Who's with you? You may notice that you're watching yourself as an observer, or you may be experiencing yourself being a child when you actually were a child. You may experience both, and either is okay. Just sit with this experience for a moment. Allow it to play out in your mind's eye. As you revisit that experience, ask your child what she or he needs, what he or she wants right now that's different than what you remember experiencing in that moment when you were a child. Does the child need a hug? Does the child need to be picked up? Does the child need words of understanding and reassurance? Does the child need protection, attention, affection? Whatever the child tells you they need, do that now. Trust that you'll know what the child wants and needs because that child is you. Imagine comforting that child and start saying, either in your mind or out loud to your inner child, you are not alone. You are safe here with me. You are worthy and valuable. You are lovable and loved. You are cherished. You are adored. You are heard and you are seen. If you feel emotional, if you are crying or want to cry, allow the feelings to come. Allow your child to come to you and express, hear and validate what your inner child wants to share with you right now. Tell your inner child, I will always be with you. I will never leave you. I will always be by your side. You are always supported. You are enough just as you are. You won't be alone again. This is your opportunity to accept that negative childhood experience, to acknowledge it, to reparent your inner child and create a more positive situation and a more positive future for that child. Whatever you need to alter from being ignored, rejected, abandoned, from feeling invisible, betrayed, humiliated, or ashamed, comfort and reassure the child that she or he will not be left alone. Ask your child, is there anything else she or he wants to tell or show you? Is there anything else they would love for you to bring with you when you come back to visit next time? Imagine what would have made you more happy as a child. Things or experiences that will alter that negative childhood emotional state to a more pleasant emotional state. Things that will increase your sense of safety, pleasure, joy, that will increase your ability to honor your truth and speak courageously and consistently from your heart today and every day forward. These things, these experiences could be as simple as a toy, a specific person, a special place, a fun trip. Whatever it is, bring it with you the next time you visit your inner child. Reach down and hug your inner child now and thank them for the wisdom they shared here with you today. And assure them that you will be back again soon. Take one more deep breath in and exhale as you come back to the present moment. Come back to your body. Come back to your space. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes.